Abu-Jamal. Raise your hand if you've ever heard of Mumia Abu-Jamal. It's a crime of injustice that occurred here in the United States. So in the name and spirit of Brother Mumia Abu-Jamal, together say, free Mumia!
Free Mumia!
Say, free Mumia!
Free Mumia!
Say, free Mumia!
Free Mumia!
Thank you. Again, I would like to thank everyone for coming out today. Organizers, activists, artists, and speakers alike. The next person I would like to call up to the microphone is a very well-respected and renowned local artist, community activist, an American Muslim of Iranian and Irish descent, a graduate of Columbia University here in New York City. He's a civil rights manager at the New York chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. And right now, he's going to bless us with some very, very uplifting words. Please make some noise for my brother, Cyrus, a.k.a. the Rascal Khan. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Assalamu alaikum! Assalamu alaikum! Peace be upon all of you! And all of you! And all of you! I'm all fired up today. Can you guys come a little closer? So I'm all excited. I got my first hug from my dear brother, another Orthodox Jew. It was such a nice thing. It was my first. Thank you for that hug, man. It really uplifted my life. It really reminded me that we're all in this together. Muslims, Jews, Christians, people of no faith or other faith. We're truly all in this together. And I'll be honest, I didn't come here to rap. I didn't come here to sing. I didn't come here to share a poem. As my brother Remy Kanazi says, this poem won't end apartheid. And truly, there's nothing I can say today that will end oppression. All I'm here to do is to remind. And I'm reminded myself of a saying. We're told that our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon, blessings be upon him, he told his companions one time that it is all of our responsibility to help both the oppressed and the oppressor. And his companions responded, yes sir, it's right to help the oppressed, but how do we help the oppressor? And he responded by stopping him from oppressing. And so to anyone here today that would call me anti-Semitic, and I certainly am not. Or to anyone here today that would call me anti-Zionist, and I most definitely am. And anyone who's here thinking that I'm here because I don't like you. No, 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 no. If you're offended by these words, if you're offended by this gathering, we're here despite the fact that I don't like you. We're here to help all of us. We're here to make sure all of us are on the right track. See, because today, all of us, we are here with an opportunity. Whether we are going to do the least or whether we are going to do the most. Because today, Zionist entities stand accused of theft. Today, Zionist entities stand accused of piracy. Today, Zionist entities stand accused of murder. And if we don't make sure that we detach ourselves from that oppression, then we are accused of the same. And so today here we have what? How many people do we have here today?
About 50.
50, 100 inshallah. Maybe 200 people for the people who don't count themselves. Che Guevara once said that you could take over a country with 12 people. He said you could take over a country with 12. And you know how he knew that? Because he did.
Because he did.
Even if we have 100 people, even if we have 50, even if we have 13 people here in this gathering today, we can make a difference. And that's what we're here to do. Make sure that when you leave here, you don't pay your money to Zionist companies. Make sure you don't fund Zionist oppression. Make sure that you don't fund the IDF. You don't fund the massacres that are happening right now on our tax dime. Make sure that you're not complicit in the oppression that's happening here today. I'm not here to give a shout out to the NYPD, other than to remind you that they're not here to protect you. They're here to spy on you. That's the facts. And so I remind all of us that we move forward in the best of ways. Make sure that we are conscious of our own role in this. Make sure that we do not internalize the fear, that we do not internalize the Islamophobia, that we do not internalize the oppression and the imperialism that we have been fed from a very young age. That's all I wanted to say. That's all I was going to say, but I got to rap, right? You guys, okay. You guys want to hear us hear a verse?
Yeah.
Want to hear a verse?
Yes.
All right, let me hear you rhyme something first. Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free humankind.
Free, free humankind.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free humankind.
Free, free humankind.
Look. Patiently waiting for Allah's grace to elevate me, our race into debates and capers that take me to meditations above denominations. I rapture many stations. I capture battle flags and have them wrapped up in the basement. I'm racing for a place to plant a garden estate, to raise a race of many faithful while we war with the state. Lions roar for a plate, the prize soaring in chase. Find the weakest in pace, wasted leaking out the side of his face. And so, that's how it goes. Hear me, if you are in war, fear me, you will not be whole nearly. Raise walls, but my people, can we face God? It's one number one blood and one Islam. So listen to the lyrics of this song. Don't feel as if the spirit of it's wrong. It's written on the walls, dreaming of a sphere before the fall. So it's a metaphor, a call. All in all, we hear the call. So free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free humankind.
Free, free humankind.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free humankind.
Free, free humankind.
Please join me in making a huge round of applause, not just for yourselves, but for people standing up and struggling all over the world, in Palestine, in Gaza, in the West Bank, in Iran, in Syria, and around the world. Stand up, make some noise, please. Free, free Palestine.
Say free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Say free, free